In a decision on Friday, July 25th, the Alaska Supreme Court declared that same-sex couples can receive benefits if their partner dies. Previously, same-sex couples were not eligible for these benefits because they were not legally married and therefore not technically widowed, according to the ADN article that quoted the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board that created the law. The decision does not directly impact the legality of same-sex marriage in Alaska, but it is another piece of highly controversial and rapidly changing issue in our state and country.
In the second bear mauling on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson this summer, Sergeant Lucas Wendelborn encountered a sow during navigation training, according to the New York Daily News article. Wendelborn sustained injuries, but none deemed fatal. In May, Jessica Gamboa was mauled while running in Jaber. She also survived the attack.
In Prudhoe Bay, surveying of the North Slope and BP's oil fields is now being done part in part by drones. On July 8th, the first authorized commercial operation by an unmanned aircraft over land in the country was performed by a drone named Puma AE, according to an ADN article. Thanks to permission from the Federal Aviation Administration, the drone will be flying over the North Slope for the next 5 years, greatly increasing the ease of many tasks in Prudhoe Bay, such as creating high-resolution maps and checking pipelines, said BP's technology director Kurt Smith in the same ADN article. The drone does come with certain restrictions and guidelines, such as warning pilots in the area when the drone will be present.
As the upcoming elections draw closer, campaigning has become more heated. Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, who is running for lieutenant governor, was fined by the Alaska Public Offices Commission for using municipal resources to campaign, says an ADN article from July 18th. Sullivan had issued a press release regarding a comment he made about union membership that was then distributed to the municipality's website and contact list, which was declared illegal by the Alaska Public Offices Commission. In the same article, Sullivan was quoted saying that there was clearly no intent to use municipal resources to promote this campaign.
Police dogs who work in dangerous situations are sometimes directly involved in violence. MP, a 7.5-year-old Belgian Malinois, Anchorage police dog, was stabbed in the head and neck while chasing an armed stabbing suspect. As stated in the July 27th ADN article, according to his handler, Anchorage police officer Nathan Kiaz, MP held his own. The dog has stitches and underwent an hour of surgery, but is reported to have his spirits up.